Shalom Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan, your co-host, along with my sweet lady and partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and a great big shout to all the listeners tonight, because we are all anticipating the real shout spoken of in 1 Thessalonians 4. But let's begin by recognizing Israel's Memorial Day, when they memorialize their fallen soldiers. That's today. And tomorrow is their Independence Day, when they were declared a legal nation 72 years ago on their Hebrew calendar of ER 5.
Our calendar, it was May 14th, 1948.
That's right. So we'll probably be talking about it again then, too. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Lord, for healing that fig tree, as we have seen it gain green leaves, bloom, and blossom with unbelievable sustainability and buku knowledge. And as a sure sign of his soon return. So let us thank our Lord for his wisdom and his promise to meet us in the air, to forever be with him. Hallelujah.
Abba, Father, we thank you for your written word that gives us wisdom and understanding to those who are called by your name and have the seal of your Holy Spirit. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We appreciate your many prophecies concerning our great escape. Bless our listeners tonight and heal their diseases, and please focus on our loved ones who still need to accept your grace.
Yes, Lord.
Watch over and protect our president, that he may fulfill your will.
Mm-hmm.
We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, it looks like Friday, at least in Ohio, will be somewhat happy day.
Well, a little, as it's just the beginning of phase one. But although slowly, it's a start to get our economy going again.
Many are asking, was it worth it?
Well, taking precautionary measures, of course, is. But shutting down America as we did, I don't think so. I do believe this was a manufactured crisis. Although serious, it was planned and even openly talked about years ago by both Jesuit-trained Fauci and billionaire Bill Gates.
Which, by the way, just happens to be a descendant of Nelson Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm. They knew China was working on bioweapons. And, in fact, we now know that as head of the National Institute of Health, they call the NIH, Fauci, and then along with Biden and Obama, helped to fund the research a few years ago with a grant of $3.7 million, even after Congress refused to do so. Because these dangerous viruses have escaped before, as in the SARS epidemic.
Which is also from the Corona family.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? Fauci and his cohorts actually broke the law. And Congressman Matt Gaetz is right now heading up an investigation.
Yeah, but they'll get out of it. You know, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, President Trump has to give him credence until more evidence comes as to intent and how that becomes available.
So the Wuhan lab received these millions of dollars around 2014?
Yes. What is even more astounding is in 2017, Jesuit Fauci said at Georgetown University that there would be a surprise infectious disease to hit this presidency within the next few years.
He actually said that?
Yeah, it's online. And he used the word surprise, just like North Korea said we would have a surprise Christmas present last year. You know, you really got to wonder how many knew about this evil planned surprise.
Anyhow, more info is in our newsletters that went out Sunday. For your reading pleasure.
They did. Okay, so there was a recent study done in Israel by a very learned man, Professor Ben Israel of Tel Aviv University, that concurs that the so-called mitigation cure is not worth the disease, resulting in far more damage, not just economically, but also mentally and psychologically. You know, Satan and his elite puppets, well, they got to be pretty happy to see the rise that we're seeing in drugs, marijuana, alcohol consumption, domestic abuse, and even child abuse.
And more suicide attempts.
That's right. So let's be honest. We know the globalists' main goal is to kill people, therefore reducing the population, dumb down America, and destroy its economy.
Because we are too nationalistic.
Mm-hmm, and therefore hindering the New World Order, which now looks pretty achievable.
And Hollywood is ramping up the New World Order's agenda big time.
Oh, they are. But as they do that, we can just sit back and think of Psalm 2.
He who sits in the heavens shall laugh.
I know, right? And for us, too, because he told us the end of the story.
Amen.
So let us all rejoice.
Doesn't that professor also sit on the board for Teva?
Oh, yeah. You mean that famous pharmaceutical company?
Mm-hmm.
He is very intelligent, and in his recent article, he concluded, and you know what? I'm just going to quote what he said. He said, all the lockdowns, all the shutdowns, all the closing of churches, schools, beaches, businesses, restaurants, and parks was nothing more than economy-destroying madness. It has all been unnecessary because coronavirus runs its own course no matter what governments do or do not do, unquote.
My thoughts, too, and I don't even have a degree.
Cute. But anyone who studies the word knows what day we're in. It's all a planned agenda toward global governance and now easy to see. That is, should you care to.
Well, you can't have a one world leader, as the Bible predicts, unless you have a global one world government.
Times are changing very quickly. So bottom line here, whether a country shuts down or not, as in Sweden, although they did respect the social distancing and kept gatherings to under 50, but they still show the same similar patterns as others for COVID-19.
So without shutting down their country.
Right. Remember, that could change any time if or when the evil rich men of the earth, described in Revelation 6, decide to unleash more of this deadly bioweapon. This time was just their test to see how much damage could be done. But the next time, which they have already told us would happen, will be worse.
But we leave in Revelation 4.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise Jesus.
So we're seeing fear-mongering producing mass hysteria.
And all because Jesuit Fauci went running to President Trump with so-called scientific predictions from a professor, Neil Ferguson of the UK, I traced that down, who projected that 2.2 million Americans would die from coronavirus. And that's with social distancing. Now that number has been ratcheted down to about 61,000. It's quite a big difference. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's fear-mongering.
That's about how many die in a bad flu season.
And we don't close everything down for it. And by the way, the same Ferguson previously predicted in 2001 that mad cow disease would kill 150,000 in the UK. And how many died?
177.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, it seems to be that our coronavirus closures was a mistake. Americans have lost many jobs and businesses, and some may not come back for a long time. Perhaps it could even take years to repair the damage that we have done in just 1 month by surrendering to panic and fear.
All started by unelected elites with degrees.
Praise God, we have Jesus who comforts us through it all.
Yeah, and you know, I can't imagine life without him.
Oh, amen to that.
Okay, you can send your end time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net Or call the office and leave your detailed message too. 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofireministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
And by the way, as you probably assumed, we have delayed our meeting at Chester Christian Center to hopefully sometime in June. We will see and certainly let you know.
Okay, we had a question come in about testing. They heard these tests could also collect your DNA.
As with any cell of your body, DNA can now be achieved. However, they say they are only looking for RNA, which identifies COVID-19.
Yeah, they say.
And there are some consequences to this test, by the way. They can have false positives. Now, if it is positive, they will contact what they call contact tracing to find out who you have been around, and they will be quarantined as well, often away from family.
In what they call a safe place.
Sometimes they have removed the children, as they did to the parents who both worked in a hospital. You've heard about that? So, they can even just say you're a carrier, even though you have absolutely no symptoms, and then, again, do trace contacting.
And then they, too, would have to be quarantined as well.
So bottom line, lots of control over the masses. Now, I'm going to try to avoid the test myself if it's possible. But anyhow, how does all this fit into finding a leader of this one world order?
Well, for instance, President Macron has applied for it.
He has. And the UN okayed it.
Yeah, interesting. He, too, is also Jesuit-trained.
Yep, along with his older wife. And I know that the Pope likes him because he's a Jesuit, too, and they all do stick together. Now, let me also say, not all Jesuits are evil. We're talking about the elite Jesuits who have taken the fourth vow and those who went to Jesuit schools and were then recruited to obey with lucrative rewards. So there are Jesuits of the Fourth Vow, as in Pope Francis, and those who were recruited from Jesuit schools after they were observed that they would make good puppets.
Yeah, like they do at Yale for the Skull and Bones Club.
Exactly. And then they purpose to infiltrate every walk of life, even churches, to cause division.
Which is why, you know, we have so many denominations.
Yeah, but let's move on. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this ruler of the soon-to-be one new world altogether. They even have a logo, as Hollywood is highly promoting it right now. But we really don't know who he is. And according to 1 Thessalonians 2:8, he will not be identified till after the bride is gone. But just the fact that they are considering anyone for the position shows just how close we must be to the rapture.
Well, France is part of the EU, which some describes as the revived Roman Empire.
Oh, the statue in Daniel 2 and the feet of the iron mixed with clay.
Explain why the clay is mixed in with the iron.
Oh, okay. Well, God is the potter and we are the clay.
So clay represents people.
Mm-hmm. Back when the fourth kingdom of Rome ruled, they were not liked at all by the people.
So the legs and the statue was just iron.
Right. Now, in the coming new Rome, people represented by the clay, will mingle and embrace the iron and will mix together quite nicely for a while, which is why I still think it's the Pope or a Pope, because he is the King of Rome. Vatican City, which is an entity all by itself, you know, they have their own rules and their own laws.
So therefore, their own justice system.
Yes. And since we are mentioning it, what are the other two city-states? There's two more.
London.
That,
oh, go ahead.
Actually, in my opinion, they run the world.
London and Washington, D.C.
Yes, and everyone should research that. So, back to our topic. When the true believers are gone, the rest of the world, except the tribulation saints and the 144,000 Jews, well, they're going to love and worship the Pope, even if he is only the false prophet.
Well, they already do.
Remember, unless one is born again, it's very hard to understand spiritual matters. So they don't recognize the many errors that Pope Francis continually spews out of his mouth. But I do have to say, there are some Catholic movements out there right now who are trying to get him deposed.
Without much success.
Well, whoever the son of perdition is, we do know he will be a strong leader, well-liked, charismatic on the outside, but evil on the inside, and Satan will take over his body.
Well, you know, God said it, and we believe it.
Amen. The major way that globalism will happen is economic depression. Take Italy, for instance, where the COVID-19 outbreak occurred big time up north.
Again, Vatican City is a separate city-state, so not hurt economically.
In fact, the Pope should help Italy, who have really been affected economically. Because unlike the United States, who can just print more money, they have the euro. So the only way Italy can pay its debts is to collect taxes. If the economy tanks, so does tax collection. This means Italy will soon be at the epicenter of a massive debt crisis.
So when enough countries are suffering, in swoops the globalists with the perfect cure.
Right. Let's all share our debts and our resources. Let's all unite and be as one world, one leader. Bingo. And when the United States is pressured to pay back its trillions of dollars it owes, America will like the alternative as well. The handwriting is on the wall. The other inevitable, and backed up by scripture, is going to be a cashless society, a world cryptocurrency. You know, the use of paper money, well, that's just a haven for bacteria, and it's already almost obsolete. And that's, of course, enhanced by all our online shopping and direct deposit. So getting people to sign up, I think it's going to be pretty easy. This will give the government detailed knowledge of every sale and purchase you're involved in. It will also give them the ability to control the terms and conditions of all those transactions. And if they don't like something you're doing, well, they can just cut off access to your virtual wallet, locking you out of all commerce. You know the technology to implement this system already exists, and the Bible tells us it's coming. So you already know this. Just read Revelation 13. And when asked to describe the signs of his coming, Jesus cited pandemics just like the one we're experiencing now as a major sign, Luke 21. But besides the obvious signs of the earthquakes, strange weather patterns, etc., there are many others, and they are simultaneous. But most important is the Jewish people are back in the land of Israel, Jeremiah 23. And they are again in possession of Jerusalem. That was 1967 in the war. Also, it will be a time when travel and knowledge will increase, Daniel 12:4. A time when Israel has exceedingly great army, Ezekiel 37. The rise of the Gog and Magog alliance, as in Russia, Iran, Turkey, and others, Ezekiel 38, and a peace plan to divide Jerusalem will be ready to go forward to be signed very soon after the bride is called up, Daniel 9:27. This is in the works, actually probably finished, just needs a little tweaking. And don't forget, there could also be a spiritual covenant agreed with with the Vatican. And by the way, the Muslims have already agreed to it, and it has a name. It's called the Document on Human Fraternity for World Peace and Living Together. Check it out. The Pope has also been talking with Jewish Sanhedrin, who Jesus said their father was the devil. So all that added to the rise or the foreshadow of global government and a single global currency system. Is there much doubt that things are coming together quite nicely for our departure? And Jesus commanded us to watch for it. Jesus warned us not to be found sleeping when the Master arrives, Mark 13. But we are not sleeping. We are very much awake and will not be caught off guard as if a thief had entered. Hebrews 10 says we are to encourage one another even more so as you see the day approaching. He said we could see it. We could see it coming. And why it's so sad that some won't even look at prophecy, let alone study it. This coronavirus is God's wake-up call to those who have been sleeping. It not only sets the stage, we are actually seeing the curtain starting to rise. Rise for what? For the rapture of the church, the arrival of the Antichrist, and the second coming of Jesus. Oh, wake up and listen for the sound of the trumpet of God. He said it would happen, and I really do believe him. And I think you do too. So let me leave you tonight with these final words. If you're listening tonight, what about you? Was this just an accident that you happened to turn on the radio at this station? Is God calling you? If you're already saved, do you know him intimately? That's just so important. Are you in his word? If yes, then you need to tell others to get a burden, especially for those who will be left behind. And again, I tell you this every week, store your treasures in heaven. How do you store your treasures in heaven? By telling others about Jesus Christ. That is the most important thing we need to do. Plant those seeds, plant those seeds, plant those seeds. If you don't see the fruit before the rapture, at least you know they'll get saved during the tribulation and be a tribulation saint, all because of the seed that you plant today. I want to leave you with the Moronic blessing. It's numbers 6:22 through 27. I'm going to try it again in Hebrew. Yivrekka Adonai v'yishmerekka, Ya'er Adonai panav v'leka v'yuneka, Yaseh Adonai panav v'leka v'yisem l'ha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And it really does say the Lord will. Some of the Bibles just took that word will out of there, but it's in the original. He's going to do it. So until next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. You know, one day we're going to live there. He's going to have his temple there. His crown will be on his head, and he will be sitting on his throne. And we will be with him as his queen forever and ever and ever. So once again, pray for Jerusalem, but also pray for your president. Pray for all the leaders that they fulfill God's will at this time in history. God bless you all. And of course, we'll be back next week, God willing. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.